strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 31st. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm here once again on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Should be another relatively simple day here. The veto result, probably not the most exciting in the world. So we're not looking at anything too crazy today, except for the unfortunate nonsense that occurred as the Jackson and Holly fight continues on here from the day before. Now, Jackson, obviously being the HOH, has nominated Jess and Christy for eviction. And the night before, him and Holly got into a fight because Holly was very, very upset about the way that she felt she was being portrayed on the show. They got up in the morning and Jackson continued to be very, I don't like that you're upset. And she was still upset, and that she got even more upset that he didn't like that she was upset. And she made him coffee and he said, thank you, but she didn't hear it. And so overall, it was he was giving her I'm giving you space vibes, and she was not happy about it. So that's what was happening. They pick players for the veto. And only one person is not going to get chosen to play. And it wasn't Nicole this time. It wasn't Nicole this time. She finally got chosen. Holly is the one that did not get chosen to play in the veto, which Holly was upset about. Because again, Holly wants to have more airtime. She wants to be more involved in the show. She was upset that that Jess was the one that did Nicole's makeover the other day, because she was going to do that. It's Holly. Holly was going to do that. Holly is supposed to be the inspiration to women. That's what she wants. So she's still pretty upset. She's still pretty upset overall. She doesn't like that she's being seen as Jackson's showmance, and that's it. She came onto the show. She wanted to inspire children and girls, and instead she feels like she's just a showmance. She's just an old buzzard. She goes into the diary room and they don't ask her about her family or her home or anything like that. They only ask her about Jackson. What's up with that? Come on. And now he's ignoring her when she's making him coffee. Oh boy. This tension is building. It's building. They get to the veto competition, and it is it's actually going to be, in fact, hide and go veto. Yes, Elizabeth there. They're not airing her song. She's very, very upset that they're not airing her song on the show. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's a work of art. It really needs to be shown to the world, clearly. They play hide and go veto. That's the competition. And I told you guys, Jackson, Holly, Cliff, and Nicole, they were all coordinating their hide and go veto efforts. They were. They were going to tell each other where they were hiding their veto. And then they weren't going to find each other's veto. It would have given them a big advantage. A big one. If they did it properly. Which they didn't. Apparently, there was some kind of miscommunication. Cliff told Jackson that he hid his in the bathroom, and Jackson heard, "Oh, you hid yours in the buck room? Great. I'm not going to look in the buck room. But I will find Vito's in the bathroom." And so Jackson ends up finding both Cliff and Nicole's Vito. How do you screw this up? This is our comp beast? Really? I said a couple days ago, people have talked about coordinating the hide and go veto before, but it's never worked. But I really felt like these people were on to, like, they were like, let's get together and coordinate this stuff. Like, here we go. Nope. This competition isn't broken yet. They can keep doing it. So Cliff and Nicole did not win, as you can tell. Jess hid hers under the bed in the RV room. It's like under her bed. She went to her bed and put it just under her bed. Oh, Jess. Ultimately, Tommy is going to win hide and go veto. I think apparently he did the same thing that basically the same thing that or at least a similar thing that Brett did last year. He put it inside of like a mattress or a cushion or something, and I think that he left. He was, I don't know if this was intentional or not, but he was like trying to zip it up and it wouldn't zip back up. And so he ended up leaving it unzipped, like the mattress or the pillow or whatever it was. And so when it was like thrown about through the house, people were like, oh, that one's already been searched. It's open. And so Tommy is our winner. So, Tommy has the veto. Now, we know what he's going to do here. Jackson and Tommy have a conversation. There's a few different conversations briefly after the veto, but they all sum down to about this. Jackson says he doesn't want the veto to be used. He doesn't want to have to break a tie. So he would rather the veto is not used. And Tommy says, great, I hear you. That's a great idea. Counter idea. I want to use the veto, Jackson. Jackson's like, okay. But I don't want to break a tie, though. And Tommy's like, you don't have to break a tie. Don't worry about it. I'll vote Jess out. It'll be fine. You don't have to break a tie. But I am going to use the veto. Look, Christy's the only person I have left now, so I've got to use the veto. So that's it. Tommy's using the veto on Christy. Cliff is going up on the block, but Tommy is promising to vote Jess out. I do believe him. It seems as though Tommy's plan right now is not to try to get Cliff evicted, but to actually go in the opposite direction. And now that Cliff is on the block, it's actually beneficial that he won the veto and used it on Christy, because now that Cliff is on the block, he can go to Cliff and he can get closer to Cliff than Nicole. And it seems that's sort of his strategy at this point, is that he wants to now pivot and move closer to Cliff and Nicole, get closer to them, try to get them against Jackson and Holly. Which I think is the smarter play at this point, especially for Tommy, because, you know, for Tommy, keeping Jess around is only good for Christy, really. Whereas if he is able to flip at even just one of Cliff or Nicole, but certainly both of them, he's in a much, much better position. So it seems as though that's the direction he's going, and he is trying to cozy in there with Cliff and Nicole, promising them his vote, which would mean that there is no tie to break, and not making them worry about campaigning against Jess, who would be going home, or sorry, campaigning for Jess, who would be going home anyway. And that would be pissing Cliff and Nicole off. And then it would make them even more likely to come after him. So Jess is a complete lost cause at this point from Tommy's perspective. Jackson talks to Cliff. He lets Cliff know he will be going on the block. Tommy is going to use the veto. Cliff is like, can we get Tommy to not use the veto? And Jackson's like, I think he's going to use it. And Cliff is like, you know, that's fine. It's fine. I trust you guys. I do. And, you know, don't worry about it. I trust you guys. You'll vote to keep me. It'll be fine. So that's about the state of things. It's about the state of things here. Tommy's going to use the veto. Cliff is going to go on the block. It's probably going to be something like a 3-1 vote to evict Jess. Perhaps even unanimous. I would imagine that if Tommy is successful and kind of grouping up himself and Christy with Cliff and Nicole, he would try to get Christy on board with that and be like, Christy, you need to vote with us to make it seem like we're with them, because we are, because we need to go against Jackson and Holly. So I would not be surprised if this was a clean sweep here. Like I said, veto outcome, not great for an exciting week. Because I really did feel like there was a lot of potential for the vote to flip from Jess to Christy, but not looking particularly likely when Cliff is up there on the block. So that's about where we stand. Cliff and Nicole did have a conversation about all of this. Nicole is concerned that this is all some sort of setup and that they'll vote Cliff out. Cliff says, look, if that's the case, I'm screwed anyway. Like, unless we have Jackson and Holly, I can't stay anyway. So if it is some sort of setup, then we're screwed. There's no other option. We can't even, there's nothing we can do. But he doesn't think it's the case. He thinks that ultimately, with Jackson and Holly in power, that when they make a decision between Cliff and Nicole and Jackson and Tommy and Christy, that Cliff and Nicole are the better choice, that they're the weaker competitors and the smaller threats. So Holly's going to end up complaining more about Jackson, even more. Oh, Jackson's being such an effing asshole. What an effer. Oh, and he's so upset that I'm calling him an effing asshole. Well, he is an effing asshole. Maybe if he wasn't an effing asshole, I wouldn't be calling him an effing asshole. She's really, again, the tension has been boiling. And it's now... the lid is off. Jackson's not fond of it. Not fond of it, Jackson is. So they continue to have like these really weird, awkward interactions where like Jackson is just like doing his thing, being super chipper with everyone. And then kind of cold with her. And then Holly is like, can we talk? Can we talk? And he's just like, yeah, whatever. But then they don't. And it's very uncomfortable for the whole house. It's very, very uncomfortable. And so eventually they finally do come together in the kitchen. They go upstairs. It's time to talk. Can we please talk, please? Okay. Well, fine. We'll talk. Whatever. Okay. Well, here's the, no. It's my turn to talk. You want to talk? Let me talk. This is uncomfortable. I did not enjoy this. I watched way more than it than I wanted, way more of it than I wanted to. I'm not going to do the whole thing because it's uncomfortable. But we'll get through this together, okay? Jack,
look. You wanna talk about how we're viewed, the perception, the cameras? Well, how do you think I feel when you're down there calling me an effing asshole all the time? Why are you doing that?
What?
My turn to talk. My turn to talk. You're down 74 days. 74 days I've been in this house, and I have been nothing but supportive. I've helped you. I've cheered you up. I've made you breakfast. I've done everything for you. Everything for you, Holly. And I've got nothing but uncertainty and doubting me and calling me an effing asshole and, like ruining my reputation in front of, this is national television. You called me an effing asshole on national television.
What? No, but I just, no, it's, but please, I just, it's that I just, but Jackson.
No, I'm just not going to have it. It's not okay. The things that you said about me were completely unacceptable.
But Jackson.
And he gets up and he starts to go out of the room, and she follows him, and he starts going downstairs.
Jackson.
He's like, I'll be right back. Oh my God.
And she is like just sobbing. And I don't even like reenacting it because it's genuinely uncomfortable. Like she is like, you can feel like, and there are some people that, oh, she was fake crying. She was not fake crying. She was inconsolably distraught. Like she, it's that moment when you feel like you have just been broken up with and the person just walks away and you can't, like, there's nothing that you can do. And she is just broken in that moment. She finally comes back up, or sorry, he finally comes back up. They continue the conversation and she just continues to sob to him. Like, please, no, like, I'm so sorry. It was just one mistake. Like she is now begging him for forgiveness. And he isn't having it. He keeps berating her, that she has made him feel unwanted and he's a regret of hers and all of this stuff. And, the cause of this issue was certainly not one-sided, but the aftermath here very much is, in a lot of ways. And, it's very, very uncomfortable. It's very, very uncomfortable. And this is not Jackson, like, telling his side of things and then, like, trying to get his feelings out in a safe environment for both of them where they can express how they felt and then, move on from there. This is Jackson explaining why he was hurt and then trying to get his pound of flesh because of that and will not let it go and knows that she is on the hook, because she feels bad and doesn't want him to leave her. And so, he, for as long as she cries and apologizes, he just keeps pounding the drum of you shouldn't have done it. You should be better to me. Don't start acting a different way. Don't start acting this way, because then I will associate you with my terrible exes and there's nothing that you can do about that. And there's nothing that I can do about that. So don't even try to start doing it that way. And she's like, you can't do that. Like, you don't want to be associated with my exes. He's like, yeah, 'cause I'm not. Hoodie Allen in the chat, by the way. What's up, Hoodie? Check out his new album, whatever you would say. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. This continues to go on. It's extremely uncomfortable. And again, like it, for him, it's just like he's just pouring it on. And the second she does anything that is not crying and apologizing to him, like the second she says, but I mean, you like, I just, the second she starts to explain herself in any way, I just felt like you, I don't want space when you do this. Like, I don't like it when you do that. That's it. I'm done. I'm done with this. Done with this conversation. Nope. Oh, man. Don't like it. Don't like watching it. I'll be upfront about it. This is something that resonates with me. That's why it's hard for me. I understand that there are probably people that maybe this doesn't resonate with as much. So I'm sorry if I'm being dramatic about this, but maybe not other things as much, but it sucks. It sucks to watch this. It's so hard watching her break down and him just like pour it on. It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. So that goes on for a while. But Nicole is going to help save us here a little bit. There's some more stuff. There's some more stuff that's not just Jackson and Holly, thankfully. Nicole talks to Tommy in the hammock outside. She starts working on Tommy. Remember, Nicole is concerned that Jackson and Holly and Tommy and Christy are kind of like secretly working together, and there's some kind of setup here, and that they're going to get rid of Cliff. And so Nicole's goal here is that she wants to talk to Tommy and make sure that he is not going to evict Cliff, essentially. So she goes to Tommy, she starts working on him to hey, I can't lose Cliff from this game, Tommy. I can't lose Cliff. Like, where is your head at? What's going on? Tommy is very receptive. Tommy says, look, I promise you, I'm a vote to keep Cliff. I'm with you guys. This is what I was talking about before. From Tommy's perspective, he is going to try and cozy up with Nicole and Cliff, trying to get them to go against Jackson and Holly. From Nicole's perspective, she's also trying to cozy up with Tommy and Christy to get them to go after Jackson and Holly. Both Tommy and Nicole are concerned that the other pair is not going to go against Jackson and Holly. So they're both trying to work each other to get them both on the same page to go after Jackson and Holly. Now, from Tommy's perspective, I think this is it's not only necessary, but it's true that he is going after Jackson and Holly, and he also wants Cliff and Nicole to go after Jackson and Holly. From Nicole's perspective, it's a little more murky. She definitely wants Tommy and Christy to go after Jackson and Holly, but she definitely has some outs to not go after them herself. Or at the very least, Cliff knows that maybe they don't want to go after Jackson and Holly necessarily. So it's a little more murky on that side. From Nicole's perspective, it's a lot, or at least from Cliff's perspective, it's a lot more like, look, as long as Tommy and Christy are going after Jackson and Holly and Jackson and Holly are going after Tommy and Christy, then I'm fine. I don't care which one I choose. Whereas I do think Nicole is a little more invested in the idea of maybe working with Tommy and going after Jackson and Holly. But Tommy is the most invested in going after Jackson and Holly, from my perspective. So Tommy says he's been concerned about Jackson and Holly playing both sides. Nicole says, I've been having the same concerns. And Tommy's like, I'm so happy to hear that you've been having the same concerns, because I've been worried about it. You've been worried about it. I feel like we can come together here and we can make something happen. Nicole says, yeah, they took out all your people. They took out all my people. And now they want us to work with them and take each other out. And so Tommy suggests that himself, Christy, Nicole, and Cliff essentially team up next week. Let's not do their dirty work for them. So this is interesting, because it's good work by Nicole. It's also good work by Tommy. I think that now this is kind of already how it was for Nicole, but she is definitely doing good work here to get Tommy more firmly on board with the idea of targeting Jackson and Holly. And Tommy is doing a good job of getting Nicole to sway a little bit from Jackson and Holly. Granted, she already was, again, but again, they're really just sort of helping smooth the path here that benefits both of them in some ways. And so this could really change the landscape, and it could really spell terrible things for Jackson and Holly. While they're busy relationship drama-ing, the game is still going on in the house, and they are completely losing it. Like they're completely losing control here and losing their grip on what's happening. Granted, they already had a very tenuous grasp of what was happening to begin with, but they're really not only now starting to misread things, but they're also starting to isolate themselves and get focused on other parts of what's happening in the house that is not the game, which is not good for them. So that's where they stand there a bit. Now, I will say this about Nicole and Cliff. If it comes down to them winning the double eviction HOH next week, and they have to choose who to target, Jackson, Holly, or Cliff, Tommy and Christy, I do think it's the better move to target Tommy and Christy. I do. The reason being, mental competitions are coming. They should be, at least. And I am a lot more threatened by Tommy and Christy in mental competitions than Jackson and Holly. I actually want Jackson to stay as long as possible if I'm Cliff and Nicole, because I have a lot of confidence that I can beat Jackson at the final four. I have a lot of confidence that I can beat Jackson at the final three. If I'm Cliff and Nicole, I want Jackson to be the person I bring to final three at this point, because I think he just hands down loses part three of the final three HOH. I don't think he can win it. I don't think he can beat Cliff or Nicole in that competition. It's too mental. That's my view. I don't know if they're thinking that way. I haven't heard them thinking that way necessarily, but that's my view. That's because I've been thinking about like Cliff's win equity here, and how I've been talking about how he needs at least Nicole or Jess or both. I don't think that anymore. I think that he needs Nicole for sure. He definitely needs Nicole to some degree, but he doesn't need Jess. He needs Jackson. I think he needs Jackson. I think bringing Jackson to the end is his best move, which I hate saying because of what I just watched last night, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Nicole is also talking to Tommy about Jess and how she is upset about Jess saying that she has a problem with her. Game-wise, it doesn't make any sense because Jess is saying that the reason she has a problem with her is because of Nick, and Nick's been gone for a week, and like, what did you want her to do? But also it hurts her on a personal level because she doesn't know if Jess is talking about things personally as well. And she's worried that if Jess is saying these things to her in like to her face, she wonders what Jess might be saying to other people about her, which is a very valid concern for Nicole, because Jess has been saying much worse things to other people. And it sucks because you can tell that Nicole really like this is a lot less Nicole being worried about Jess in the game sense and a lot more just being worried about Jess in a personal friend sense, because she feels like she's made friends in the house. She was talking to Jess earlier in the day about how happy she is that she, you know, she came into this game and she was like, I'm not here to make friends. But now that she's there, she genuinely has like that. And that's the person she's in, and she's coming to accept. That's the person she is, and she's coming to accept that. And they were talking about like Nicole was talking about how she recently upgraded her PlayStation 2 to a PlayStation 4 so that she could play Kingdom Hearts 3, which I love you, Nicole. And so she was talking to Jess. Jess has like an Xbox, and they were like, oh, we'll play video games together after. Like, Nicole is excited to have friends, and she's worried that Jess doesn't actually like her, which is a very valid worry here, given what we've seen on the feeds. That's where Nicole's head's at in that sense. She talks to Tommy about that for a while. I actually didn't love this from Nicole, because the more she talks about how her and Jess aren't connecting, the more incentive Tommy has to consider the option of like, well, should I try to keep Jess if they can't work together? Because then we can separate them and it would be good. But I think that he understands also that would just push Nicole to Jackson and Holly, and then they would have an extra number. Whereas otherwise they might be less numbered if he can flip both Nicole and Cliff. And then also by keeping Jess around, that's a number for Christy, and you do, and Jess is not, if he is able to flip the vote and keep Jess around, then Jess isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And then he's looking at a final three, which is what Christy wants of himself, Jess, and Christy. And that's a really bad spot for Tommy. Because Jess obviously takes Christy, and really could even come after him even earlier than that. And Jess is also a very, you know, tasty, like final two goat. Like, should I take Tommy or should I take the guaranteed win in Jess? I don't know. So we'll see where that goes. But I did like this from Tommy. I liked it from Nicole. I like that they're thinking in these terms. I feel like Tommy is finally starting to do something other than just work on Jackson and Holly. He's finally starting to branch out, and it might be just in the nick of time if he is able to flip Nicole and Cliff to his side of things against Jackson and Holly heading into next week, and doing it at the right time too, because not only are Jackson and Holly's concerns focused elsewhere, But what's happening is also turning people off to them, that like it's uncomfortable and people are like, ugh, like it's, I just don't want to be around that. I don't want to be associated with that. Like, it's just, it's not, no, it's, you know what I mean? Like, especially for somebody like Nicole, it's like, well, Tommy's over here and he's all light and happiness and being obsessed with people. And Jackson's over there, like, given the silent treatment, and Holly's talking about like effing assholes and, you know, being concerned about how she's portrayed on TV. Like, So that's where things stand there. Cliff talks to the cameras. He mentions, again, this is sort of where Cliff stands right now. He's hoping that him and Nicole will remain the least threatening pair, which will help them move forward. Cliff, I don't think, cares all that much which side that they end up siding with, which other pair they side with. As long as he is safe with Nicole and they are the less threatening pair overall, he's fine. If Tommy and Christy target Jackson and Holly, great. If Jackson, if Holly targets Tommy and Christy, great. I'm not exactly sure which side he would pick. I think right now he would still side with Jackson and Holly, which I do think is the right move. Once Tommy starts working harder on them, I wonder if Cliff is willing to change his mind. I think that would probably be a mistake if he did, but as of right now, I think he's still pretty set on the idea of siding with Jackson and Holly, which again, I do think is the right call. Jackson and Holly continue their fight later in the night. It's all the same stuff. F an asshole, so on and so forth. Jackson at one point is like, he tells Holly to not even sleep in the same bedroom as him, not sleep in the HOH room. But they do end up sleeping in the same room again. Holly continues to be like, very apologetic. She talked to the cameras at one point and like tried to pretend that everything was kind of okay and that, you know, Jackson's a great guy. And she tells Jackson that he makes her so happy. And it's, you know, that's about where we stand here. I know there were a lot of talk. There's a lot of talk this morning about like, are they broken up? And I will say again, I don't think so. You know, especially being in that house, like Holly has nowhere else to go. And given the way that she's handled things so far, it does seem like she's really willing to put up with a lot in order to stay with him. And he is also, I think, not actually wanting to break up with her. I think he's just using that as a power play to get her to cry and apologize to him, which she is willing to do. So I think we're just going to see more and more of this, and they'll continue to be together, while the show is going. So that's where that stands. Nicole also talks to the cameras late into the night. And once again, this was just like, after listening to Jackson and Holly for so long again, it was like, it was seriously just such a relief to see Nicole. It'd be like, hey guys, Nicole here. It's like, oh, thank you. She talked about how she thinks Tommy is really, really smart, and she is concerned that he's just blowing smoke with her here, that she's being set up by Tommy in some way. She's worried about that. She knows that he's a really, really smart player. But she's also concerned with Jackson and Holly and how they've been placed in the middle. And she doesn't want to be just be used by them. And so she is optimistic about this connection with Tommy, that maybe they can find something out and work something out with that. She also obviously would love to be the pair that's in the middle between the other two. But it does seem like she might actually be leaning toward Tommy and Christy as the people that she would want to side with. I actually don't even hate if her and Cliff decide to go in different directions on that one. I think that could work out for them as well. So it's interesting to see where they're going to go. Happy to see Tommy doing some good work, you know, for the first time since the last time he did good work, which was with Jackson Holly like 4 weeks ago. Yeah. I mean, I'm really like, if this continues on, Tommy already was one of the front runners. I think his position might start to increase again. Loving where Cliff is at. I do still like what Nicole is doing. Jackson Holly, not looking great. And Christy's still in it with a fighting chance, I think. But, it's the jury that I'm worried about with her. And then also getting there, but, that's a whole other thing. So, that's where we're at here today. Thank you so much for hanging out with me here. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I did post the Dan Gheesling funeral from season 14 from a live feeder perspective. It's like one big long live feed update for that week. I posted that on YouTube if you're interested in checking that out. Had a lot of fun with it. And you can find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaren. We will be live tonight to recap tonight's episode of Big Brother 21. Should be a fun one. And then tomorrow night, we'll have the roundtable. Should be a lot of fun there. And tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, I will update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. Thank you once again for joining me. I'll see you next time.